Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
We just finished one heck of a basketball game between the varsity girls, both the Willamette and the Grants Pass Lady Cavers. Lady Cavers fell 3 points short against the number four ranked girls team in the state of Oregon, the Willamette Wolverines. The Lady Cavers ranked 13th coming into this contest, and it was a back-and-forth affair all night long. No team ever had more than a five-point lead. Each team had at least one of those, and it was back and forth, usually within 4 points from the opening tip-off until the final buzzer. Grants Pass had three or four shots, had a three-point shot to tie it, but actually ended up losing 50-47. The Grants Pass JVs, the boy JVs, won easily 53-39. We don't have any of the other scores to report to you. We apologize for that, but in the meantime, stay tuned. We'll really set the scene for you after this from Robco Incorporated.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
And again, a pretty good crowd on hand that really kind of resembles what happened on Tuesday night, although right now there's a transition as some of the girls' supporters leave. Some will stay and enjoy the second game. I know that happens quite a bit. The band, of course, has taken up their stance on the south side of Hader Newman Gym here. They're filling up that south side, the A Street side, and pretty good student representation here tonight also. Both teams on the floor taking the warm-up tosses right now. The Willamette Wolverines showing up in black uniforms right now and white numerals, so they'll be at least easy to recognize once we get started. In the meantime, the Cavemen are in their home whites as we get this contest underway in just about 17 minutes right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. That's the scene courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, it's been a short turnaround since the last game. Not much to work on, but the only thing you seem concerned about was a slow start on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, our goal this game is to start out quick. That's been part of our struggle for the first, 13 games that we've played thus far in the season. So going to really try to ramp it up in that first quarter, see if we can kind of break loose from what we're used to doing.
All right. Well, that being said, you seem to have turnovers under control. The shots started to fall last night, particularly in that third period. You really outgunned North Medford. And, of course, the defense looks stellar.
Yeah, defense is who we are. And, you know, any given night, somebody else different is going to score. You know, we look to feed Luke Morgan quite a bit. And Peyton Bruner, those two guys are kind of who we're focused on getting the ball. And then, you know, Gavin, Jaden, and T-Mac and taking shots, you know, whenever whenever they have the chance. So, you know, our goal is to get to the rim, see some shots fall, and then let everything open up after that.
All right, so you want Morgan and Bruner inside just cleaning up around the basket, and maybe McLean and everybody else hitting a three or two.
Yes, yes, that's the goal. We expect them to throw some zone at us this evening. That's what we worked out in practice yesterday. Threw in a couple new sets out of the zone that they run. So hopefully our boys will remember how to do those and be ready to execute.
All right. Well, we'll certainly hope for that in terms of execution and getting that quick start. Do you do anything different in order to do that, or is it just a matter of focus? What are your tactics to try to get that quick start?
I just think a lot of the boys sometimes, you know, some athletes have, you know, pregame anxiety and stuff like that. And I think sometimes our boys just kind of have to see the flow of the game, unfortunately. That's the team that we are right now, and just trying to learn as we ramp up, as we get, you know, deeper into league, closer into playoffs and all that other stuff, that they start feeling more and more comfortable with what we're doing. You know, when you play a league opponent, you kind of know the players and you know their systems and stuff like that. And so they should be a little bit more relaxed, to where they should see a little bit more shots go in more in the first quarter.
All right, we mentioned your defense already in last night. According to some of the goals you mentioned early in the season, that you wanted to hold a team to about 40, 43, 44, 45 points.
Yep.
43 points last night against North Medford.
Yep.
So is that something we can expect to see?
Yeah. So our goal, every team we play, is 45 points or lower. That's where we feel like that's what we're focused on as a team. So, you know, if we score, you know, 47, then so be it, and we win 47, 45. But, you know, we're trying to only give up that, you know, 11 and a half points or whatever the math is on that per quarter. And, you know, that's our goal every game is to do that. And so we spend most of our energy and our emphasis on the defensive side, and we tell our boys to relax on the offensive side if you need to relax anything.
All right. Have some fun on offense. Work hard on defense.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk about the Willamette Wolverines when we come back right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com. We're Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Coach, the conference opponent tonight, second one in a row here, and it's the Willamette Wolverines. Just looking at the roster, they're a very young team. I think only one senior on the team.
Yeah, and their senior shoots the ball really, really well. He's the guy that we'll be focused on this evening. But, yeah, pretty young ball club. Their coach does a good job with them. Tonight we'll be more a little bit focused on ourselves and how we're executing and how we're attacking on the offensive side, especially if they throw that zone, because we feel like there's going to be one or two other teams within our conference that's going to do the same thing. So this will be a great game for us to start being a little bit more relaxed and understanding where the attack points are on the zone for us.
You're expecting to extend that zone full court?
I don't think so. I mean, I expect some other team to do that, but I don't expect Willamette to do that this evening, Chuck.
All right, and your defensive scheme for tonight?
High pressure. We'll pick up high pressure at half court whenever the senior, the kid, I forgot his last name, with the Mohawk has the ball. You'll see us do some doubling on that there to get the ball out of his hands and let other kids beat us if they're going to beat us.
All right. Coach, thank you very much. Quick turnaround here. We'll talk to you after the game, hopefully with another W and undefeated in conference play.
Yep, I hope so too, Chuck.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, decking, windows. Where Dowell Road meets the Redwood Highway, and have for years. Tip of the hat to Farmers Building Supply, a longtime sponsor of Caveman Sports here on KAJO Radio, Grants Pass Broadcasting. Now, let's take a look, first of all, at the starting lineup for the Grants Pass Caveman. Pretty well solidified at this point of the season. Of course, Luke Morgan will get the start tonight, wearing number 24, averaging just over 11 points per game. Luke Morgan works hard inside and down low. He's one of the big guys. Also getting the start tonight, Gavin McLean, also averaging 11 points per game. Both Morgan and McLean are seniors. Peyton Bruner, a junior, also getting the start, wearing double zero, averaging almost 10 points a game at 9.2. Following some late December sickness, he actually missed a game. That's hurt his average, but he appears to be back at full strength. Also getting the start, number 44 is Jaden Jesse, averaging 6.2 points per game. And number 11, Tyler McIntosh, averaging 6.7 points per game. Those are the starters for the Grants Pass Caveman. We'll talk about the Willamette Wolverines when we come back after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Starters now for the Willamette Wolverines. And a lot of this is speculation right now because we've not been able to catch up with their coaching staff to verify anything. And some of this is based on what we saw from the Willamette Wolverines last year. And of course, this is a different team. However, we're fairly confident that one of the starters will be Braden Long. He wears number 12. Last year, he was rated at 6 feet 1 inches tall, a senior. And last year, he hit one three-pointer. But he's the one that head coach Jesse was talking about, the one with a mohawk haircut. So he's easy to pick out on the floor. We also suspect wearing number 0, Jacob Hall, will see some action probably early. He had 7 points in 2 games against Grants Pass last year. He is a 6-foot junior. Jason Butler, also we expect to see. Wears number 10, had 5 points. He's a 3-point shooter and hit both of his free throws. It's a good free throw shooting team from what we've been able to tell. Jaden Owens, wearing number 1, and Cole Zumwalt wearing number 3. Also, let's add in a sophomore there at Caden Garcia, and we'll get all that confirmed with the introduction of players the introduction of players as the PA announcer introduces them to the home crowd. But that's our speculative starters for the Willamette Wolverines. And that's all courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. We'll talk about the keys to tonight's game after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And I'm not sure this is as much key as it is a goal tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and that's to get a quick start because all season long they've been slow starters, and we talked about that with head coach Joel Jesse just before we talked about the starting lineup. So keep that in mind tonight. The Cavemen want to get that early start. That will gain them some momentum. I'm not sure how crucial it is to a victory tonight because the Cavemen won going away Tuesday night after a very slow start in the first quarter. I think more important for the Grants Pass Cavemen is their defense because that really has been their focus throughout the season. And when they really took control of the game on Tuesday night, they turned up the defense in the second period and dominated from then on. That defense carried over into the third period, and that's where the Cavemen really began to score. So if that's the thread situation that happened last Tuesday night, expect that same thing to happen tonight. We'll talk about more about that when we come back after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. We mentioned earlier that this Willamette team is a very, very young team. So let me run down something here for you. Just run down their starting classes. There's a senior, a junior, a sophomore, a junior, a junior, a junior, a sophomore, a sophomore, a sophomore, a sophomore, junior, junior, sophomore. That's what they've got on the floor tonight. So obviously it is a young team. So with that young team, how big is the defense going to be for a team that comes in with 2 wins and 12 losses coming into tonight's contest? Ranked 48th in the state. Grants Pass ranked, 33rd after last Tuesday's game. So Grants Pass at home certainly favored tonight. However, with probably one of the long shots here is Braden Long, the 6'1 senior. We've been watching him throughout the night. He's certainly a basketball player. We remember him from last year. He is a sharpshooter. We've just seen him nail several threes in a row. So the Cavemen will be working on him certainly defensively. At times, probably drawing a double team. So that's probably going to be one of the keys. You can't let one man beat you. If you can control him, keep everybody else below their average, you should come out a victor here. Well, that's what we're looking at right now. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. And brought you the keys to tonight's game. A tip-off coming up after this one-minute Cape Madden timeout.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Interestingly enough, all of the Eugene schools in the Southwest Conference are here in Southern Oregon over in Medford tonight. The Sheldon Irish are taking on South Panthers, and I believe it's South Eugene taking on North Medford Black Tornado tonight. So a lot of interest here in Southern Oregon for the Southwest Conference tonight. Now, next Tuesday night, once again, we'll be home, and this time we'll be hosting the South Medford Panthers. That should be a great game. South Medford currently ranked 15th in the state. Grants Pass ranked 33rd. Each are 1-0. Identical records. Each at 1-0 in conference and 7-6 overall. So that'll be an interesting one. We're getting close to getting this thing underway here, and we're about ready to turn it over to the PA announcer. That's the athletic director, Clay Roundsville. And as he takes to the microphone, we'll kind of echo what's going on inside here. Once again, Lady Cavers lost by 3 to Willamette earlier. And sometimes they have a double session. They won't do the national anthem in the second half. I suspect that we are here. Back on the road again a week from tomorrow when we go into Eugene to face the Axe of South Eugene High School. No, no national anthem here because we had the national anthem at the beginning of this session, which was the girls' team earlier. Now they're introducing number 0, Jacob Hall. Had 7 points against Grants Pass in 2 games last year. And Jaden Owens also getting the introduction. Number 3, that's Cole Zumwalt. And number 12, Long. And the final starter tonight is number 15. Berkeley Granberry. He's one that we weren't suspecting to start, but looks like he's a big guy. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman. Double 0, Peyton Bruner getting the introduction first of all. He'll go numerically. Averaging almost 10 points a game. I suspect that will be well over 10 points a game by the time the season is complete. Number 3, Gavin McLean comes in, averaging 11 points a game. Spoke to his grandfather, who's in the stands tonight, rooting his grandson on. Number 11 being introduced to junior, that's Tyler McIntosh, averaging just over 6 points per game coming into tonight's contest. And he'll do everything for the Cavemen, shoot inside, outside, penetrate, defend. Number 24, Luke Morgan being introduced, averaging over 11 points a game. 11.3 is what we have him for. And my stats are pretty close, but unofficial, certainly. And the final starter tonight, wearing number 44, is Jaden Jesse, averaging just over 6 points per game. He is a junior. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We know the starting personnel. Just about ready to get this one underway here. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. As we move to the center of the court right now. Bruner going to square off against, we'll pick up the number here in just a moment. Into the center of the court right now. Basketball is in that big white circle and high in the air, controlled by Bruner into the backcourt. Picked up by Jesse, hands it off to McLean. And McLean crosses the timeline on the right front court. Looks like a man-to-man defense currently. McLean drives all the way, floats one up. Alley-oop to Jesse, and Jesse puts it in. The Cavemen lead early, 2-0 on their first defensive possession. Inbounds play in the backcourt, up in the hands of Owens. Owens brings the ball across the timeline, right-hand side. Goes left-hand side, then to Zumwalt. Zumwalt on the wing, then to Long. Long back out front. Left-hand side to Owens. Owens top of the key, shovels right-hand side again to Long. Long back left-hand side to Zumwalt. Zumwalt tries to penetrate, kicks the ball down low to Owens. Back out to Zumwalt. Zumwalt working against McLean. Goes left-hand side to Owens. Attacked along the baseline. Right-hand side to Gradenberry. Oh, took a Grants Pass player down, but no whistle. Loose ball picked up finally by Jesse and the Cavemen get it ball right back, leading 2-0. Come back looking for more. McLean brings it down. Goes right-hand side to McIntosh. Out front quickly to Jesse. Jesse left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner on the wing. Drives, penetrates, comes all the way down. All over the front of the rim. Off, no good. Board cleared by Zumwalt for the Wolverines. Outlet pass goes on the right-hand side into the forecourt quickly with the Wolverines on the attack. Ball out front quickly to Long. Long backs away from the defense. Flips the ball out front. Top of the key. Shot is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Jesse forward. The Cavemen lead pass up quickly to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side. Comes to the top of the key. Then backs away from what looks like his own defense. Left-hand side quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh to Morgan. Top of the key. Right-hand side then to McLean. McLean drives. Head fakes and draws a foul as he's driving the lane. Let's see which way it goes. Foul called on Owens. Owens will pick up his first of the night. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline, our end of the floor. McLean is over to make the inbounds play as the Cavemen put a box around the key and they break into a shuffle. And the ball going to come down low to Morgan who lays it up and in. And the Cavemen lead right now 4-0. 6:19 on the clock. We're in the first period of Caveman Basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Owens brings the ball down for the Wolverines, crosses the timeline right front court, gives the ball to Long, right back to Owens. Owens to the left-hand side, back out top of the key to Long, and Long fires the three. And it's good. He can hit it. It's 4-3. Grants Pass by one. McLean walks the ball down uncontested into the forecourt. Calls the play as he crosses. Comes right inside on the wing to Jesse. Jesse looks down low. And big tangle underneath the basket. Foul called, I think, on the Wolverines. That's the call. Number 15, Brandenberry, will pick up the infraction. Second team foul on the Wolverines. Grants Pass ball from the end line. Comes way out front to Morgan. Morgan hands the ball off to McLean, top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Deflected and picked up by the Wolverines. Brandenberry stolen right back by Jesse, who lays it up and in. And Jesse has four, and the Cavemen have six. 6-3 is the score right now. Cavemen over the Wolverines. Into the forecourt quickly. Ball goes to Owens. Owens then back to Long. Back to Owens. Comes to the left-hand side. Back right-hand side to Long. Top of the key. Moves to the right-hand side. Still moving with the basketball. Draws a double team. Pass inside. Blocked by McLean. Picked up by Bruner. Bruner takes it all the way. Lays one up off glass. Too hard. Won't go. Followed by Morgan. No good. Rebound by Grandenberry for the Wolverines. Outlet pass goes to the right-hand side quickly to Zumwalt. Zumwalt back to Owens. And Owens into the forecourt. And the Wolverines reset. Against a pretty belly-to-belly defense by the Grants Pass Cavemen so far. To Long, left-hand side, back up front quickly to Zumwalt. Zumwalt tries to penetrate, gets to the free throw line, drives down on Jesse. High off glass, the shot is no good. Rebound Morgan, hands the ball right back to Jesse, and the Cavemen come down leading 6-3, 4:47 on the clock. First period action coming to you live from Heater Newman Gym. Across the timeline, the pass goes to Morgan, left-hand side, then to McLean. Back out front then to McIntosh, to Bruner, top of the key, right-hand side to Jesse. And Jesse tries to bounce pass inside, looking for Morgan. Kicked away, though, by Zumwalt. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. McLean, once again, comes over to make the inbounds play. Jesse comes out, and Zach DeShane checks in at the 4:34 mark. Cavemen put a box around the key this time. Looping pass out front then to Morgan. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side then to McLean for three. It's just short and out of bounds. It'll be Willamette basketball. 6-3 the score. Grants Pass with the early lead here. 4:27 on the clock. Inbounds play in the black court. Goes to Owens. DeShane keeps him under control in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. Bounce pass right-hand side. The long way out from the arc. Kept there by DeShane. Moves left-hand side. Is the Cavemen showing it looks like a 1-3-1 zone right now. Ball left-hand side quickly to zero. That's Hall. Hall drops it down low. Ball slapped away by the Cavemen and out of bounds. I believe off of Morgan it'll be Willamette. Ball inbounds from the end line there into the floor. There into the floor this period is the south end, the A Street side of Heater Newman Gym. And Long will make the inbounds play as they set a two-man screen down the left-hand side. Break out of that quickly, though. Ball comes left-hand side to Hall. Shot is up and good for three for Jacob Hall. So 6 points on 2 3-point shots by the Willamette Wolverines so far. We're tied at six as DeShane walks the ball down. Head coach Jesse up there shouting directions to his team. DeShane to the top of the key. Left-hand side then to McIntosh. Down low to Morgan. Morgan drives, goes up with a shot. That's good. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Believe that was Grandenberry. We'll wait and see. And that's the call. So Grandenberry will pick up his second. And Morgan will go to the free throw line. Checking in for Grants Pass right now, Jordan Rosetta, the freshman, comes on playing better with more confidence with every outing. At the free throw line, Luke Morgan, 44.6% for the charity stripe, and he has raised that significantly from, he started the season virtually cold from the free throw line. This one rolls off, though. Rebound into the hands of the Wolverines. They give it to Owens, and he slides the ball straight across the middle of the timeline, right-hand side, then to Long on the wing. Way out on the wing. Baseball throw to the left-hand side, intended for Owens. High over his head and out of bounds. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines just at the far end of the Grants Pass bench. McIntosh will make the inbounds play to DeShane. DeShane walks it down, uncontested. Owens will pick him up right at the timeline. 8-6, Grants Pass with a two-point lead. DeShane out front between the circles, left-hand side to McLean. McLean looks inside, tried to go down low to Morgan, but top of the key then to Bruner, who spins and fires, and it's good. And Bruner has his first two tonight. And it's 10-6. 3 minutes to play here, first period action. Oh, it's crosses the timeline out front. Then drives to left-hand side. Loose basketball stolen by McIntosh. McIntosh all the way to lay it up. And too hard off. No good. Rebound saved by Rosetta. Thrown back inside at the... No, he was out of bounds off of Rosetta. Tried to save it back in. It'll be Willamette ball inbounds. No, it'll be Grant's pass ball. Pardon me. Inbounds from the end line. Our end of the floor. Put a picket line across that back line. Then flip it out to... Rosetta. Rosetta hands the ball off to Deshane, who drives to the baseline, stops there, spins, fires an eight-footer, left-hand side, off, no good. Rebound to the free-throw line, picked up by Willamette there, bringing down the left-hand side. It's Zumwalt on the run. Tries to penetrate, gets in paint, kicks the ball back out to Long. Long fires a three. That's his second three of the night. So he's got 6 points, and it's 10-9. There are 9 points coming on three. Three-point shots, two by Long. Deshane walks it down for Grants Pass now at the 2:19 mark here at the first period. Ball right-hand side quickly to McIntosh. Out front to Deshane. Left-hand side to McLean. Back out to Deshane. To Rosetta at the high post. Then down low to Morgan and lays it up and in. And Morgan picks up his 6 point of the basketball game. And it's 12-9. Grants Pass by three. Owens brings the ball down. Flips the ball left-hand side to Zumwalt. Zumwalt comes to the top of the key, tries to penetrate, goes down the left-hand side, being chased by Morgan, flips the ball out front quickly, then back left-hand side to Zumwalt. Zumwalt drives the baseline, tries to lay one up, whistle stops the action, and a three-second violation called against the Wolverines. Grants Pass gets the ball back with a minute 49 to play, and leading by three. Jesse checks back in, and Bruner returns, and sitting down are McIntosh and Morgan getting a little breather. Deshane in the backcourt being walked along with McLean. McLean picks up the trot, and now Deshane follows across the timeline, moves off the left-hand side, drives to the wing, looks down low to Rosetta. Rosetta shovels down low, tried to get it to Bruner, but it was deflected, picked up by the Wolverines. Wolverines bring it down in the hands of Zumwalt. Now right-hand side out front quickly to Hall. Hall with the basketball, hands back to Long. Long working against Welshoot, the three. This one rattles in and out, won't go. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. Outlet comes to Deshane. They come back four on three. He'll wait for help. Didn't look good. Bounce pass down low again. Saved, though, by Jesse. Almost lost. Out front then to McLean. Back out front to Deshane. Deshane between the circles right now, setting the caveman up. Rosetta posted high. Down low is Bruner. Through the hand, deflected, and finally slapped away by McLean to Deshane. Gets to the paint. Right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner attacks the basket and is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple, I believe. And the foul going to be called on Hall. So Hall will pick up his first of the night, and that is the fourth team foul on the Wolverines here in the first period. So at the free throw line is Peyton Bruner, 44% free throw shooter so far this season. This hits the back of the iron, bounces once, and then falls through. He'll take it. Third point for Peyton Bruner tonight. Cranberry returns for the Wolverines, replacing number 22, Halfman. And at the free throw line, this one is up and off. No good. One for two for Bruner at the free throw line. Wolverines control the basketball now. Bring it up to Long. Long between the circles. Shovels right-hand side to Hall. Hall with the basketball working against Jesse. Gets the ball in high post to Long. Jesse gets a handle on the basketball. There's a scramble for it now. Ball rolls free. Picked up by the Wolverines. They lay it up and off. No good. Then a foul called. This will go against, I believe, Rosetta, but Jesse was also there. So we'll see as the official comes to the side. Jesse. So Jesse will pick up his first team foul on the caveman and going to the free throw line. Number three, Zumwalt. First trip to the free throw line for the Wolverines. Shot is up and good. Not surprised from what we saw last year. They were a good, very good free-throw shooting team. Number 22 checks back in. That's Halfman. And sitting down is Cranberry. One more shot coming for Zumwalt. Once again, no more 1-1 this year. The only time you get one shot is if you're fouled in the act of shooting and the shot goes through, then you get one extra. 33.5 ticks left here in the clock in the first period. The Cavemen are up by 3, 13-10. Shot is up and good. 13-11. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Deshane, so the Cavemen come down with the shot clock off. looking to collect the last points of the first quarter with 25 seconds now, and the clock is running. DeShane way out front, just moving with the basketball in the center circle right now, waiting for the Wolverines to come after him. 16 seconds on the clock. No movement from the Wolverines yet. Now DeShane moves in at the 10-second mark. Slides to the right-hand side, all the way to the baseline. Bounce pass inside quickly to Bruner, who puts it up and in. And Bruner gets his second field goal. He's got five in the quarter, 15-11, and a long throw at the buzzer to no avail. And the Cavemen lead by four at the end of the first stanza, 15-11. Back with the second period after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. Whatever you need for the home, be it lumber, be it plants from their nursery, carpeting from their home department, light bulbs, it's Diamond Home Improvement. When play is resumed, it's going to be Willamette's ball inbounds from the half-court mark. Initiated by Owens. Owens goes right-hand side to Zumwalt. Zumwalt with the basketball. Waits for something to happen. Long breaks out front to take the pass in between the circles, working against McIntosh right now, trying to drive by McIntosh. Kicks the ball right-hand side, and a good defense creates a traveling call, and the Cavemen get the basketball back. 15-11, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead by four. They give it to DeShane. DeShane slides down the floor. Stops out front, goes left-hand side to McLean. McLean back out to DeShane. DeShane flips one way, goes right-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh passes to one of the Wolverines. I believe that's Zumwalt in the lane. Back over to Long, left-hand side quickly to number four. That's McCann into the game right now. Stolen right back by Bruner. Bruner back on the run through traffic to the right-hand side. Stops at the free throw line, keeps the dribble alive. Shovels out front to McLean, left-hand side to Jesse for three. It's good. So Jesse, so far, with 7 points in the basketball game. The Cavemen lead 18-11 by seven right now. Stopped in the backcourt, the Willamette Wolverines are. Lead pass up to Long. Long drives to the free throw line. Left-hand side to Owens, who lays one up and in. Good give and go by the Wolverines. First points for Owens tonight. It's 18-12. DeShane brings the ball right back for the Cavemen. Flips the ball right-hand side to McIntosh. Back out to DeShane. Left-hand side to McLean. Out to DeShane, top of the key. Bumps once, doesn't pull the trigger. Right-hand side to McIntosh. Down low on the baseline to Jesse, and Jesse is fouled by McCann. So McCann will pick up his first team foul this period on the Wolverines. And Morgan checks back in, and McLean's going to get a little breather. 6:40 on the clock. It's 18-13. Grants pass by five, and with the basketball, our end of the floor from the inline. And DeShane will make the play. Out front, turnaround jumper by McIntosh from about 10 feet. Just misses. Rebound falls into the hands of Halfberg for the Wolverines. Gives it right back to Zumwalt. Zumwalt back on the run. Left front court. Moves off the left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to McCann. McCann drives across the top of the key at the right-hand side. Looking for Long in the corner. Finds Long there. Long backs away from the wing. Drives, penetrates. Backhanded layup that is good. Long is good. That's his 8 points so far. 18-15 the score. Grants pass by three. 6:11 on the clock. Here in the half. DeShane out front. Just got some instructions from head coach Jesse. Slides to the right-hand side on the wing. Slides across the top of the hand. Left-hand side to McIntosh. Back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Jesse on the wing. High post into Morgan. Morgan has the ball slapped away out of bounds. Tries to save it back in. Morgan reached for it. Went through his hands and then back out of bounds. Willamette's basketball. Rosetta checks back in. And again, Morgan gets a little breather. Inbounds play goes from Adam or from Owens to Long, back to Owens, and Owens comes up the timeline. DeShane picks him up there, pass left hand side, double team to Long right now. Tries to fight his way through it, and I think we've got a jump ball called. And on the alternate possession rule, goes to the Caveman. So Jesse will make the inbounds play in front of his own bench. Gives the ball up to DeShane. DeShane walks the ball down uncontested with the 5:36 mark here in the second period. Into the forecourt, picks up the pressure, gets the 2-3 zone. Down low, right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta back on the wing to Jesse. Jesse cross-court, left-hand side to McIntosh, inside to Bruner. Bruner has room, lays one up and in. And Bruner picks up his third field goal. He's got seven in the basketball game, and it's a five-point lead for the Cayman 2015. Ball right-hand side to Zumwalt on the wing. Tries to slide, comes to the top of the key now. Slides back the other way. Bounce pass down low to Owens, who lays it up and in. So once again, the Wolverines execute a good give and go, and Owens scores again. He's got four in the basketball game. DeShane right back for Grant's pass to Jesse. Down low to Rosetta. Left-hand side to McIntosh. Will shoot the three. Just rolls off. No good. Rosetta rebounds again. Pulls the ball down. Hands it to DeShane. Breaking from the top of the key, and he lays it up and in. So first two to DeShane. It's 22-17. Owens in the backcourt comes across the timeline against DeShane. Left-hand side, quickly. Now Hoffman looking for help. Can't find anybody breaking free. Flips it out front and almost slapped away and stolen by McIntosh, but lost it out of bounds. It's still going to be Willamette's ball inbounds just from the south end of the scorer's table. Zumwalt over to make the inbounds play. Now he changes places with Owens, and Owens will make the play. As the way Wolverines put a box around the key, they break out of that quickly, go into their shuffle. And finally breaking out front is Hall. Hall between the circles, drives right-hand side, shoulder to shoulder with Jesse, goes up with a shot off, no good. And the ball taken out of bounds, I believe. Now they bounced it off of McIntosh, so it'll still be Willamette basketball. Long will make the inbounds play. 22-17, the score. Grants Pass just can't seem to pull away. So Long from the inline, looks for help. Way out front to Owens. Owens drives into the corner, right back to Long from the corner, and he shoots the three off, no good. Rebound picked up and put back in by number 22, Hafeman. That's his first two of the basketball game, and it's 22-19. Jesse brings the ball down for Grant's pass right now. Goes left-hand side to McIntosh, back out to Jesse, right-hand side to McLean. Back to Jesse between the circles. Gets that 2-3 zone, left-hand side then to McIntosh in high post to Rosetta, down low looking for Bruner, breaking from the corner, slapped away out of bounds. It's going to be Grant's pass ball again, inbounds from the inline, and McLean will come over to make the play as the Caveman once again put that box around the key. 22-19 the score, 3:56 to play here in the first half. Ball comes right hand side to Jesse for three from the wing, off no good. Long rebound tipped way out front and saved by McIntosh. Slides down the wing left hand side, kicks the ball out front to McLean, back left hand side to McIntosh. To McLean, right-hand side then to Jesse. Jesse, high post to Rosetta. Pardon me, make that Bruner. Turns and fires a 10-footer, and it's up and good. And Bruner takes up his ninth point here in the first half. 24-19, Grants Pass right now by five. Owens with a basketball for the Willamette Wolverines now. Lobs it left-hand side to Hoffman. Almost loses the basketball. Goes to Zumwalt, right-hand side, working against Bruner. Tries to drive by Bruner. Can't get by him. Spins in the paint, gets the ball down left-hand side to Hoffman, back out on the wing, then to Long. Long tries to drive, penetrates, gets to the free throw line, elevates there, off the back of the iron is the shot, rebound taken down by Hoffman, and a whistle stops that action. I think the Grants Pass came in going to be called for a foul, either Bruner or Rosetta. So Rosetta will draw that infraction, his first of the night, first team foul on the Caveman here in this period. Going to the free throw line, number 22, Bevin Hoffman. Shot is up, off the back of the iron, no good. Morgan checks back in, and Rosetta sits back down. One more shot coming for the young Wolverine. Turquoise shoes with a black uniform. In and out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grant's pass is McLean. He brings the ball right back in his own lime green shoes. Crosses the timeline at center court. Drives the left-hand side. Looks down low for Bruner on the wing. Bruner has room inside. Elevate shot is up. No good. Draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. So Bruner working hard underneath. Finds a path. Foul called on Granberry. That'll be his third. At the free throw line, Bruner stands in. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Shot is up and hits the back of the iron off. Has 9 points so far. If he can get this one down, he'll be the first man into double figures tonight. He's already got his average. Shot is up and off. Front of the iron. No good. Rebound. Fought forward. Control. Finally by McLean. McLean tried to get it to Morgan, breaking from the left-hand side. It was deflected out of bounds. Going to be, oh, I thought it was going to be Grant's pass ball. No, now the officials have conferred and say no, it goes the other way. It is Grant's pass ball. Inbounds from the sidelines. Our end of the floor, about 10 feet up from the end line. McLean flips the ball way out front to McIntosh. McIntosh crosses the center line. Right-hand side then to Jesse into the paint to Morgan. Left-hand side to McLean for three. It's off. No good. Rebound falls into the hands of Long for the Wolverines. Comes up to the timeline. Slows things down. Lets his team get reset. Goes left-hand side. Quickly to Owens. Owens corner left-hand side. Shot is up by Hall. It's off. No good. High for the rebound. This time Morgan with a vengeance. Left-hand side gives the ball off to McLean on the run. Lead pass right-hand side to Bruner for three from the wing. Right-hand side just off. No good. Ball tipped away by Morgan out of bounds. It belongs to the Wolverines. 24-19 the score. We seem to be stuck on this one for a while. 2:12 showing on the clock here in the first half. Ball gets the ball inbounds uncontested in the backcourt to Owens, and Owens walks it down. McLean waits for him right at the timeline. Turns up the temperature there. Gets the steal. Lead pass right back out to McIntosh, who lays one up and in on transition. So McIntosh gets his first two in transition, and it's 26-19, a minute 52 to play. Ball up quickly to Zumwalt. Zumwalt right-hand side to Owens. Caven keeping the defensive pressure up. Ball left-hand side to Zumwalt. Head fakes, draws to the free throw line, tries to attack, tied up for a jump ball, and both McIntosh and Zumwalt go to the floor. Everybody's up and all right. Nobody's bleeding. Everybody's face is in the right place. On the alternate possession rule, I believe it's going to the Wolverines. Long will make the inbounds play. Deshane checks back in, and Bruner gets a little breather. And from the end lines, way out front to Owens. Owens controls the basketball against Jesse. Left-hand side, then to Long. Long working against Deshane. Both are cat quick. Long moves to the sideline, then back out front quickly to Owens. Owens looks left to right, bounce pass right-hand side to number 22, Hafman. Hafman back inside to Long. Long shoots the three, hit the buzzer. It is off. No, no buzzer yet. Pardon me. Rebound into the hands of Deshane. Deshane, lead pass left-hand side. Again, three-point shot is up and good by McIntosh, and McIntosh has five all in this period. A minute to play here in the period. It's 29-19. The Cavemen have gone out to a 10-point lead, and timeout has been called by the Willamette Wolverines with 58.2 seconds left on the clock. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back. When play is resumed, it will be Willamette ball inbounds from the sidelines just in front of the Caveman bench, and Zumwalt will make the play. Gives it to the top of the key quickly to Hall. He elevates from there. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound kept alive by Morgan. Picked up by McLean. Lead pass to McIntosh down the right-hand sideline. McIntosh goes to the baseline, kicks it back up into the paint to Morgan, and I think as soon as Morgan caught the ball, he was fouled. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line. Foul called to number 22, Hafman. That'll be his first. McLean gets the ball inbounds quickly to Morgan. Morgan left-hand side to Jesse. Then down low quickly to McIntosh. And McIntosh puts it up and in. And McIntosh has 7 points all in this period. And the Cavemen lead 31-19 with 33 seconds left here in the period. All into the forecourt being bothered by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Owens gets the basketball. Mack gives it back to Long. Long draws a double team. There's the trap up front. Tries to break the trap. Goes to Owens' left-hand side. Owens caught and gets the ball off to Hell left-hand side. Puts a shot up. Taken down by McIntosh. McIntosh comes back with 13 seconds, 11 seconds on the clock. Now quickly up to DeShane. 8 seconds on the clock. DeShane slides to the right-hand side. 6 on the clock. DeShane drives, bounce pass into the corner. Jesse for 3 at the buzzer off. No good. And a long baseball throw by the Wolverines. Is it close? That's the end of the first half of play, ladies and gentlemen. With a score 31-19, Grants Pass leads. We'll be back with halftime stats after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Here at the halftime, it is 31-19. The Grants Pass Cavemen lead the Willamette Wolverines. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period by a score of 15-11. Outscored the Wolverines by a score of 16-8 in the second period to make the score, well, what it is, 31-19. Grants Pass scoring came on 14 field goals, 2 3-pointers, 1 of 5 from the free throw line, 20%. 2 fouls whistled against Grants Pass in the first half. 7 fouls whistled against the Willamette Wolverines in the first half. Wolverine scoring came on 7 field goals, 3 3-pointers. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 50%. And that brings us right up to exactly where we are right now. Let's run down the individual scoring first of all for Willamette. Coming off the bench, Brayton Haffman, that's H-A-F-E-M-A-N-N, has 1 2-point field goal, has missed 2 free throws, and has 1 foul. In a starting role, Berkeley Granberry has not scored, not been to the free throw line, has picked up 3 fouls. Coming off the bench, Kamen McCann has picked up a single foul. Cole Zumwalt has 2 points on 2-for-2 shooting from the free throw line, no fouls. Jaden Owen, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Jacob Hall, 1 3-point field goal and a single foul. And their leading scorer, from what we understand, has 3 field goals, 2 of them 3s. He's got 8 points to lead the scoring for the Wolverines. Now let's check the Grants Pass scoring. Jordan Rosetta got some playing time, picked up just a single foul in the first period. Tyler McIntosh has 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 7 points so far in the contest. Zach DeShane, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Jaden Jesse has 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, has 7 points, and a single foul. Peyton Bruner has 4 field goals, 1 for 4 from the free throw line. He's the leading scorer for Grants Pass and the game right now with 9 points and a single foul. Gavin McLean interestingly enough, hasn't scored, been a factor all night long, hasn't scored or hasn't been to the free throw line and has not been whistled for a foul. And Luke Morgan has 3 field goals, 6 points, missed a free throw, and no fouls against Luke. So that's where we stand right now in terms of the stats that we have tonight. We are missing some of our stat crew tonight, but we'll get the best numbers that we possibly can for you. So stay tuned for first half analysis, courtesy of the Neuro Clinic, after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Just interestingly enough, what's going on, they do a little halftime hoop shoot here, and I'm going to guess that those are from the North Middle School. Cave Cubs just hit 4 threes in a row. At any rate, kudos to those young men. At any rate, halftime analysis is brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress and trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and then treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine. They're on the Williams Highway. Now, in terms of what has happened so far, the Grants Pass came and got off to a good start. I'm not sure head coach Jesse will call that the fastest start that he wanted, a little better than their Tuesday night start against North Medford. Once again, it was 14-11. I think it was 13-12 against North Medford last Tuesday night. So I'm sure he'd like that to be a little bit better. Once again, just feeling out the other team. Willamette presenting more problems for Grants Pass than, quite frankly, we anticipated. They come in ranked 48th in the state with just 2 wins compared to 12 losses as a young team. Braden Long is as good as advertised. He's a great shooter and terribly athletic on the floor. And the team certainly looks to him. But he's got some good support there. First of all, from his point guard, Owens, who makes some great cuts. And if it can feed him in the lane, he'll lay it up. Zumwalt coming off the bench, also good. And Jacob Hall can hit the three, and we've seen that before last year. So remains to be seen. See if the Cavemen can turn it up a little more. Now, they really took control last night in the scoring took control of the game at that point, and it was never any question after that. So we'll see if the Cavemen can come out and do that. Both teams back out of the locker room right now, just getting their warm-up tosses, getting ready as we're getting close to getting the second half underway in just a little over 3 minutes. So once again, we'll have more for you right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us here tonight as we continue the halftime analysis. We saw everybody perform pretty well in the first half. Their top 7 players, and that appears to be where the rotation is right now with Morgan, McLean, Brunner, Jesse, Deshane, McIntosh, and Rosetta. Well, the freshman has cracked that top 7 coming off the bench. Not a great scorer yet, although he did have 8 points against North Medford. He will collect some rebounds for you. He's 6'4 and got broad shoulders, so he's not going to be moved out of the way very easily. Deshane comes off the bench as a ball handler and with cat quick hands and feet. He always contributes that way. McIntosh, once again, will do anything on the floor the Caveman asks for him, and he's proven that tonight, both offensively, defensively, rebounding, shooting 2s and 3s, and then cutting inside. Luke Morgan continues to work inside, and as soon as they begin collapsing on him, the cavemen looked other areas, including McIntosh and Bruner. McIntosh and Bruner had, 11 points between them just in the second period. So we've got about a minute and a half to go before we get right back to action here. We'll tip our hats to our good friends at the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway and invite you to stay tuned. Second half tip-off coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Third quarter going to be brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank. Evergreen Federal has been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded, investing in projects that benefit schools and other nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And the Cavemen going to put the ball in play just as we speak. And Mr. McIntosh has Mr. Jesse in the backcourt. Ball comes in to Jesse. Jesse across the timeline quickly. Bruner comes out front, top of the key to boast and it. They say Jesse turned the ball over on the dribble. He looked a little confused. Well, okay. And the ball goes right back to Willamette with the Caveman not being able to even get a shot up that quickly. 31-19 the score. Ball in the hands of Long for the Wolverines as the Cavemen show a trap zone here to begin everything. Ball goes left-hand side to Zumwalt. Zumwalt tries to penetrate back out front to Long. Long puts the ball on the floor, trying to get by that that trap zone out front. Kicks the ball out to Owens in the center circle now as he moves off to the right-hand side. Owens still standing with the basketball. Goes to Zumwalt, left-hand side. Corner left-hand side, then quickly to Hall. Hall bounce pass down low to Long. Long hard to the glass. It's up.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thirty-three twenty-one, 5:51 to play. If you're missing something here, something happened here, and I'm not sure what it was. It looks like our carrier lost our feed coming from the gym into the station. It's 33-21. Grants Pass leading here in the third period, the Willamette Wolverines. Willamette has the basketball back right now. Ball out front in the hands. Once again, the Wolverines ball right-hand side to Long. Long spins and fires for three on the right-hand side. Off, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds and evidently out off of Jesse. I thought it came out off of the Willamette Wolverines, but the official was right there. Long will make the inbounds play as the Wolverines put a two-man screen down one side. And timeout has been taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard right now. 33-21 the score. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
And it's Wolverine's ball inbounds from the inline. Ball flipped left-hand side quickly to Zumwalt on the wing. Drives to the baseline, surrounded there by Morgan. Kicks the ball back out on the wing to Long. Long trying to get by McIntosh's defense. Works a little head fake, drives, penetrates, shot is up, high off glass, and it's good for Long. Long picks up his 12th point in the basketball game, and it's a 10-point lead right now, 33-23 for Grants Pass. Jesse brings the ball into the forecourt right now, hands it off to McIntosh on the wing, crosses the top of the key, penetrate, kicks it in the corner to McLean, launches the three ball, and long tip out, picked up by Zumwalt for Willamette. Two-on-one break, they go right-hand side, shot is up, off no good, and the rebound pulled down by Bruner. Bruner spins and comes back the other direction on the run. Stops on the wing, then turns on the afterburners a little bit, kicks the ball out to McLean, trailing, shot is up, and off, no good. Rebound cleared by number 15, Granberry. Granberry gives the ball back to Long for Willamette. Long top of the key, moves off to the left-hand side. Surrounded there by Morgan. Tries to get by Morgan, can't do it again. Spins, still surrounded, bounce pass down low to Jesse. And Jesse says, thank you very much. Late pass comes out to McLean, left-hand side. Back over to Jesse, spins in the paint. Stripped to the basketball, though, by Zumwalt. Make that Hall, and Hall comes back on the run, one-on-three. He'll wait for help as the ball. In fact, he's double-teamed right now by both Bruner and McLean. Gets the ball left-hand side. Then down low to Granberry. It's up and good. So Granberry will get his first field goal of the night. 33-25. 4 minutes on the clock here in the third period. Caveman basketball here on KAJO. Grants Pass, Oregon. Out front, Bruner with the basketball. Drives left-hand side. Stops. Loose basketball out front. Again, picked up by the Wolverines on the drive. Turnover suddenly hurting the Cavemen. Diving for the basketball is McIntosh. Gets it to Jesse, up to Bruner. Left-hand side to McLean, who lays one up. That's good, and he was fouled. So McLean gets his first field goal of the night. Foul call on the Wolverines. We'll see who it's going to be attributed to. Number 15, Granberry, will pick up his fourth of the night. And going to the free throw line will be Gavin McLean with one shot. Gavin, about an 80% free throw shooter. That's 20 of 25 on the season, according to my numbers. Granberry sits down with his fourth foul, and number 22, Hafman, Brayton Hafman, enters. They're both pretty big young men. 10-point lead for Grants Pass. If McLean gets this one up and down, it'll go to 11. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good. Three for McLean. And he gets a little breather, comes to the sidelines. Deshane is in. Long going to bring the ball down this time for the Wolverines. Crosses the timeline, left front court. Crosses to the right-hand side, quickly to Hall. Hall looks down low, drives to the baseline or the free throw line. Can't get by the defense there. Goes right-hand side to Zumwalt. Zumwalt tries the same tactic, can't get through there. Left-hand side to Hafman. Hafen to long left-hand side. Back out front again to Zumwalt. Zumwalt bounces around outside the arc. Then back right-hand side to Long. Long hits the long three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rosetta pulls down the rebound. Gives it right back to Zach DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt. And the Cavemen looking for more right now with an 11-point lead. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Jesse. Jesse spins, reverses direction, goes back to the right-hand side all the way. Kisses it off glass, won't go. Rosetta rebound and is fouled almost immediately. Almost a little youthful exuberance showed on the floor there. DeShane will make the inbounds play. Foul called on Zumwalt. That'll be his first. Second team foul on the Wolverines this period. Loose ball comes way out front to Morgan. Right-hand side quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta top of the key. As the ball slapped away, shovels it again to DeShane. DeShane comes in, goes to Rosetta, corner left-hand side. Bounce pass inside, and it slapped away and kicked off of somebody's foot, and I'm not sure which foot. I'm going to say Willamette's. I believe it is. No, it is Grant's pass. So the Cavemen again put that box around the key. DeShane will make the inbounds play from the corner left-hand right-hand side. To Rosetta on the cut. Hard to the glass. Shot is up and good. And Rosetta gets his first field goal of the night. And the Cavemen lead it 38-25. At the backcourt, Long brings the ball down across the timeline. Goes right-hand side to Zumwalt. Zumwalt steps in. Goes back left-hand side to Long. Then on the wing to Hoffman. Hoffman with the basketball. Bullet pass down low to Long. Long brings it back out to the wing, out top of the key. Shot is up from there. Off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Morgan. Lead pass out quickly to Jesse. Jesse 1-on-4. He'll wait for better numbers. Flips the ball out front quickly to DeShane while the Cavemen reset their offense. Double high post now. Ball goes right-hand side. Then Morgan on the high post. To Jesse left-hand side. Down low to Rosetta. Spins. Tries to back in. Spins. Puts up a four-footer. That's good. And Rosetta now has his fourth point of the basketball game. 40-25 the score. And the Cavemen begin to pull away. Long bringing the ball down. Walks it down uncontested. Right-hand side to Zumwalt. Then to Owens on the wing. Right-hand side. Looks inside for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Breaking out front is Zumwalt to take the pass. Looks down low. He's got a high-low post right now. Zumwalt drives, 15-footer left-hand side for Zumwalt. It's up and good, and Zumwalt gets his first field goal tonight. He's got 4 points. Timeout has been taken by the Willamette Wolverines with 1:22 to play here in the third period. 40-27 is the score, and we'll be back, let me see, right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. 40-27 the score. Right now, Grants Pass leading in the third period. A minute 22 to play here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. We'll be back in action next Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen, when Grants Pass will be hosting the South Medford Panthers. That should be a great matchup. Hope you'll join us here in the gym and on the radio. You can bring that along with you. Certainly, we don't mind a bit. And then a week from tomorrow, we'll be on the road as we move into Eugene to face the South Eugene Axe. Cavemen basketball, when players resume, then it will come from McLean. Yeah, McLean to DeShane in the backcourt. And, oh, we're just cleaning up the floor. I was wondering what the holdup was. And assistant coach Jeff Houston out there just shuffling along with a towel on his feet, just kind of doing a little dance for the bones. Fans. DeShane bring the ball down as we're right back to action now with a minute 17 left to play here in the third. Out front with the basketball. DeShane, a little head fake. Little gives it right-hand side to McLean. Back out front then to DeShane, left-hand side to Jesse for three from the wing. It's just off, no good. Coming down with the rebound is Owens for the Wolverines. Gets it right back to Long. Long through traffic, controls the basketball, brings it down the right-hand side. Right front court, moving with the basketball. Keeps the dribble alive right now. Gets a little pick from Halfman, then moves off to the left-hand side. Still can't get penetration. Almost loses the basketball. There's a double team as Rosetta comes up to help. Throws the ball into the corner. Then it's retrieved there by Zumwalt. Zumwalt double team. Trapped down low. Loops the ball way out front to Long again. Long with the basketball. Back left-hand side. Zumwalt will try for the three. Off glass, no good. Board cleared by Bruner this time. Bruner drops the ball off to Gavin McLean, and Gavin walks the ball down. Crosses the timeline. Gives it up to DeShane. DeShane right-hand side just standing with the ball on his hip. Now 20 seconds left on the clock. 18 seconds left on the clock. Still standing there. 15 seconds. Now he moves down to the wing, left-hand side. Comes out top of the key. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Jesse. Corner right-hand side to Bruner. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta left-hand side to Jesse. Kicks it out to DeShane. Elevates 15-footer left-hand side. And it's good for DeShane. And DeShane gets his second field goal of the night. At the buzzer, 42-27 is the score at the end of three periods of play. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth quarter coming up, brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Oh, yeah. Abby's Pizza tastes pretty good right now, okay? Here's the number, 541-476-2133. And say, hey, listen, Abby's, you got to bring me a pizza right now. I'm really hungry. 30, 40 minutes, they'll have it right here. In fact, they are so fast that sometimes I'll get it here before this game is over, and we got 8 minutes on the clock here. So, of course, it takes a little longer than 8 minutes. So, 541-476-2133. Have your favorite pizza delivered from Abby's Pizza. Legendary pizza. Thank you very much. Here we go. Coming right back to action right now. It's going to be Willamette basketball inbounds from the half-court mark to start the fourth period. Ball comes in quickly to Hall. Hall left-hand side. Kicks the ball up front to Owens. Owens with the basketball. Crosses to the right-hand side. Stops at the center circle. Backs away. Surrounded then by DeShane. Gets the ball right-hand side to Long, who's come out front to help. Back to Owens between the circles now. Owens gives the ball high post into Zumwalt. Zumwalt tries to penetrate. Has the ball slapped away, but Owens retrieves it out front. Moving on the wing right-hand side. Back out front to Zumwalt now. Zumwalt takes a step in. A little head fake to the free throw line. Elevates there. Then goes left-hand side, though, to Owens. Owens drives, penetrates, puts one up that won't go. High for the rebound as Jesse. Quick outlet pass comes to Bruner. Bruner waits for help as inside the forecourt. Gives the ball to DeShane. Right-hand side to McLean as the Caveman right back on the attack. To Bruner, top of the key. High post to Rosetta. Back to Bruner. Bruner gets a pick. Rolls all the way in. Shot is up. Off no good. Long rebound comes all the way out to Owens. And Owens controls the basketball as traffic clears. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to Hall. Hall with the basketball for the Wolverines. Back left-hand side again to Owens. Owens with the basketball. Backs away. Being very patient right now. Caveman in a man-to-man defense. 42-27 the score. Owens comes right-hand side in the corner to Zumwalt. 4-3, and it's just off. Ball falls into the hands of Rosetta. Hands it off quickly to McLean. Slides down the right-hand sideline. Comes down 1-on-4. Waits for better numbers. Back out front again to DeShane. Left-hand side to Jesse. Then down low to Rosetta. Rosetta looks down low. Tries to work the baseline. And a whistle stops the action. I believe Rosetta was fouled as he tried to drive by zero. That's Hall. Hall will pick up his second infraction of the night. Inbounds play coming from the inline was not in the act of shooting, so no shots. Ball way out front now to DeShane as the Cavemen get right back on the attack. Back left-hand side. Three-point attempt by Mike Lane. Misses everything. His shot just off tonight a little bit. Rebound out front taken away by Morgan. Whistle stops the action. And the officials look at each other. And they're going to call a foul on Morgan. First foul on Morgan. First team foul this period on the Grants Pass Cavemen. 6:19 to play. The Cavemen up 42-27 here in the fourth period. Ball comes inbounds to Long. Long almost trapped in the backcourt. Gets the ball away quickly to Owens. Owens between the circles. Back right-hand side then to Long. Long reverse directions, goes in and out, then comes back out front to Owens. Right-hand side, then to Hall. Hall at the top of the key, alley-oop down low to Zumwalt. Zumwalt elevates, shot is up, off no good. Board cleared by Morgan. Morgan chased from behind, gets the ball out to McLean. Back, drops the ball back to DeShane. DeShane slides down the right-hand side. Right front court for Zach DeShane. Top to the basketball, goes on the wing, right-hand side. Dua Bruner back out front to Morgan, left-hand side to McLean. Elevates for three, and this one's just off, no good. Again, Morgan retrieves the basketball, gets the ball out to Bruner at the free throw line. He spins and fires, off, no good. And ball picked up by Bruner. Slapped away out of bounds as Bruner was trying to elevate. It'll be Grant's basketball inbounds from the end line, and McLean comes over to, again, make the inbounds play. 5:30 to play, Grant's pass up 42-27. Over the Willamette Wolverines. Long pass out front to DeShane, who breaks out of the picket fence along the baseline to take the inbounds pass. In quickly then to Rosetta, lays one up and in. So Rosetta will pick up his sixth point of the basketball game, 44-27, 5:17 to play. Zumwalt into the forecourt now for the Wolverines. Working out front, no pressure on him right now. Kateman showing that 1-3-1 again. Ball comes right-hand side on the wing to Long, then down low. Stolen away by, looks like, McLean coming down. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner 10 feet out on the right-hand side. No shot. Back out front to McLean. Kicks it down low to Bruner. This time he lays it up and in. Had a clear path. Oh, check that. That's Rosetta again. Rosetta has eight. That's his second eight in a row at eight on Tuesday night. Ball out front now to Owens. It's 46-27. Ball high post to Halfman. Back right-hand side to Long in the corner. Long slides out to the wing. Kicks it to Zumwalt, top of the key. Gaben say, go ahead, shoot. And drives the left-hand side. Shovels down low. Shot is up for three. Off, misses everything. Rebound falls into the hands of McLean. And McLean just drops the ball right back to DeShane. DeShane walks it down again, uncontested. 4:21 on the clock. Here in the fourth period, Caveman basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Zach DeShane with the basketball. Ball goes left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan looks up front to Rosetta, right-hand side, then to Bruner. Bruner back to DeShane, top of the key. Backs away, lobs it down low again to Bruner, then into Morgan. Morgan's shot inside won't go, but a pushing foul underneath. See where they're going to call this one. Going to be a two-shot foul on number 15, Granberry. And that'll be all for Granberry. He is fouled out with 3:59 to play. So Morgan will go to the free throw line as the official goes to the bench and notifies the coach there that Mr. Granberry is officially out of the game with five fouls. And he's replaced by number four, Cameron McCann. 46-27, 3:59 to play as Luke Morgan goes to the free throw line. 0 for 1 tonight so far, has 6 points all in the first period. Shot is up, hits the back of the iron, and off. 0 for 2 tonight from the charity stripe. One more shot coming for Luke. Pretty good baseball player. He's got a pretty good fastball, too, from what we understand. Shot is up, and good this time. 1 for 3, he's got 7 points. 46-27, 3:58 to play here. Owens in the backcourt for the Wolverines. Drives shoulder to shoulder with DeShane into the forecourt. Spins. Still moving with the basketball. Right-hand side quickly to Hall. To Zumwalt. Free throw line. Turns and jumps. Shot is up and good. Zumwalt gets his sixth point in the basketball game. 47-27. Timeout has been called. 47-29 is the score. Check that. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
47-29, the score here as they move right back onto the floor here after a quick 30-second timeout. The Cavemen send out Morgan, Bruner, Jesse, McIntosh, and DeShane. And it'll be Caveman basketball inbounds from the end line. Fire to the floor against what appears to be full court pressure now. Lead pass comes up to DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt, left front court quickly, draws a double team, has the ball kicked away. It's going to be Grant's best ball inbounds again, just in front of the scorer's table. So DeShane again will... Actually, they're going to put him down a few feet, and it's not going to be DeShane this time. It'll be McIntosh making the inbounds play, and they're going to lob it down low from Morgan. Lost the ball, picked up by Long for the Wolverines. Wolverines comes back down, goes left-hand side quickly to Zumwalt. Zumwalt sees a lane, penetrates, lays one up. That's good. And Zumwalt takes up his 8 point of the basketball game. Inbounds play went to Bruner, back to Morgan. Up quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh drives right-hand side, and he goes all the way, lays one up. That's off, no good, and a foul called underneath. I think he'll go to the free throw line this time. And the foul called on number 12, Long. Is that his first? That's his first of the night. And at the free throw line, Tyler McIntosh, a 53% free throw shooter on the season. That's 15 of 28. Shot is up, hits the front of the iron and off. Well, they came in, can't buy a free throw tonight. Well, they could. I bought three. One more shot coming for McIntosh. This one's up and it rolls in and out. Wouldn't go. Long rebound into the hands of Owens. Lead pass up quickly. Left-hand side to number four, McCann. McCann with the basketball. Gives it up to Zumwalt, top of the key. Zumwalt drives left-hand side on the wing. Looks down low. Keeps the dribble alive. Tries to come back out front. Owens goes to the floor, but he's back up and moving. Ball comes to McCann again. Across the top of the key as they crisscross out front. A little shuffle there. Long right-hand side from the wing. Shoots the three. Off no good. Rebound cleared by Morgan. Morgan protects the basketball. Drops it off to DeShane. And Zach brings it down the right-hand sideline. 2.5 minutes to play here in this contest. 47-31. Grants Pass with a 16-point lead right now. Ball out front to McIntosh. McIntosh moves right-hand side, then back left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner to Jesse. Ball right-hand side quickly to DeShane. And DeShane brings it back out to the wing again. Turret tries to drive. Elevates. Kisses it off glass. No good. And he'll get two shots from the free throw line right after the foul whistled. Zumwalt is there, so is McCann. We'll see where that goes. No, it's Owens. That'll be his second. And at the free throw line is Zach DeShane. 61% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up and good. That's his fifth point tonight. Shot is up. So DeShane finds two in a row at the free throw line. That makes his sixth point tonight. And Owens lost the basketball almost uncontested, and it goes right back to the Grants Pass Caveman. So the Caveman going to go to the bench a little bit here and checking in for Grants Pass is James Buschmeyer, number 23. He comes off. Morgan is on the sidelines. McIntosh is still in. Inbounds play comes to Buschmeyer. Back left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane to the top of the key. Bounce pass right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner back to Buschmeyer. Back right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse right-hand side to McIntosh. Back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side or top of the key to Buschmeyer. Back right-hand side to McIntosh. Head fakes. Tries to penetrate to the free throw line. Back to Bruner. Bruner splits the defenders. Has room in the lane. Lays one up and in. And Bruner gets his fifth field goal. That's his 11th point tonight. 20-point lead again. 51-31. A minute 40 to play. Ball right-hand side to Long for the Wolverines. Loose basketball picked up. Bodies on the floor. And going down was McIntosh. The foul called. Let's see. Who's going to get that? Everybody's up and okay. I think this is Owens again. So they called that one on Hall, his third, going to the free throw line. Mr. McIntosh, 0 for 2, chance to redeem himself a little bit. Got 7 points, all in the second period. Shot is up. Good, rattled it home. And coming out is Brunner. He's probably done for the night as number 14 checks in for Grants Pass. John Roerman. One more shot coming for McIntosh. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. McIntosh finds two in a row, so he's 2 for 4 tonight. And checking in now, Grady McKittrick for Grants Pass. So we've got McKittrick, Deshane, Broerman, Bushmeyer, and Jesse. Jesse, the only starter, still on the floor. Jesse may stay on the floor just to defend Mr. Long. Long brings the ball down now with 1.5 minutes to play in this contest. Caving up by 20. Long out front. Shoots over Jesse for 3. Hit the back of the iron. Off. No good. Long rebound. And stolen away. Turns and shoots again. Shot is this off. No good. Caveman pulled this one back in. This is Bushmeyer again. Gets the ball out front to Deshane. Deshane brings the ball into the forecourt now. Controls the basketball. Resets the team. Tries to drive. Gets the free throw line. Then backs away. Keeps the dribble alive. And I think was called for a foul. Somebody cut him with a knee as he went by. So that will stop the clock and the action. And a Jackson Reed, he's a sophomore. That'll be his first. As both teams have gone deep into their bench right now, and Deshane goes to the free throw line. He's hit a couple already. There's his third. So Deshane has 7 points tonight. One more, and he'll have tied his season high. Shot is up and good, and he has. That's the second time he's hit 8 points. And his job is not really to score. Checking in for Grants Pass number 2, Tim Hart is on the basketball court. And all substitutes on the floor right now with 1:05 to play, and the Cavemen leading 55-31. Out front with the basketball, Willamette Wolverines drive right-hand side. Loose basketball slapped away by Hart. And the Wolverines get the ball inbounds. We'll pick up their names as best we can. They're deep into the roster right now. Ball left-hand side. Three-point attempt from the wing. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. So 47.7 seconds left. 55-31 the score. And the inbounds play comes to Hart in the backcourt for Grants Pass. Comes down. Crosses the timeline. And of course, these guys looking for an opportunity to show what they can do. Ball out front quickly to number 13. That's Ben Antley. Out front then to Broerman. Back left-hand side to Hart. Hart goes in the corner then to number 10. That's McKittrick. Out front. Bushman drive. Shot is up and good. Bushmeyer gets his first field goal tonight. 24.3 seconds left. He was fouled. And that foul goes against number 14, and he's not even on the roster. And going to the free throw line right now, Mr. Bushmeyer. This may be his first free throw attempt. And a plain violation by the Wolverines. No. This goes back to the Wolverines. I thought it was a Wolverine who got into the lane real early that time. Maybe he pulled off. Anyway, they drive into the forecourt. Ball goes right-hand side, then into the corner. Head fake. Man drives. Surrounded. Ball goes left-hand side on the wing. To the top of the key. Ball kicked up front. 1:07 left on the clock. Count them down, folks. Ball stolen away in the backcourt by Broerman. And the Wolverines chase it into the backcourt with 0.8 seconds left. Inbounds play. Are we going to call a foul? No, it'll be an inbounds play. Foul called on Broerman for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So we'll just get the ball in, hold it for a second, and there's the buzzer. Final score, 57-31, the final tally here for the Grants Pass Cavemen as they pick up win number 2 in the conference. And 57-31, the final score. And let me see, we'll recap tonight's statistics. Courtesy of the Indoor Air Man and Energy Conservation Specialist right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Head Coach Jesse has joined us. And first question tonight, Joel, is did you get the quick start? What's your evaluation?
No. Obviously, Chuck, you saw, you watched the game. That shouldn't even be a question to me. No, we got a slow start again. Third quarter, we tried to use our third quarter as our first quarter to try to get a jump again, and just didn't get it. So that's one of the things that we always talk about improving on and making sure that we come out fired up and getting in the flow right away. And we still struggle with it, but the boys prevailed and were resilient and got it done.
Came away with a good win, no question about that, 57-31. Congratulations on that. After the very, very good performance we saw last Tuesday night, this one didn't quite measure up in terms of caveman execution in scoring, and that's what it looked like from our vantage point.
No, you're 100% right, Chuck. You know, when you get fired up to play another team, and then you know that you're going to be playing another team that you know, hasn't been doing well during the season. Sometimes for our boys, you know, part of being a good team is being able to play the same way all the time, and that's something that we're learning. And that's just something we need to get better at. And so, you know, Willamette's well coached. Their big guy that we didn't actually see surprised us tonight. He hurt us on the boards quite a bit this evening. Number 15 did a phenomenal job, and we didn't see him playing some other films, so that was a surprise to us. And I think he kind of changed the dynamics of their game just a little bit. And, you know, I think that we got smacked in the face a little bit by him, and our boys kind of didn't respond very well until halfway through the third quarter, until they started figuring some things out. So,
more and more minutes I'm seeing for your freshman, Rosetta, and scoring, too. I think he had 8 points again tonight, 16 points the last two games for the young man.
Yeah, you know, we decided, took us all preseason to figure out who our rotating seven is going to be, and I think you can figure out our starters, and then Zach DeShane and Jordan Rosetta is in our rotation. Those are the seven guys we're playing. After that, we can go with the senior with James Bushmeyer. There's, you know, John Broerman or Grady McKittrick. There's a couple guys that usually have one quarter that we take about four guys where we can use one quarter. But we're gonna stick with our seven. We feel pretty good about the seven that we have. We just need to make sure that they get in a little bit better shape because we've been playing about eight or nine in the preseason. And, yeah, Jordan's doing a great job. He earned it.
Bruner again continues to show well. Led your scoring tonight. I think he had 10 points. Oh, wrong. 11.
Yeah, you know, we don't have one guy that really other than probably Luke, that can get 20, 30 points a night. And Luke's either really on or really off, and he's got to get better. You know, he's one of our captains and our leaders, and, you know, our three seniors, Jaden, Gavin, and Luke need to be more consistent night in, night out for us to be able to accomplish the goals that we have. And when we get the stuff from Peyton, then that's good. And then, when Jordan chips in some points, which he's capable of, we'll be okay. But our three seniors need to do a better job of being a little bit more consistent on the offensive side. And then when we get Peyton and we get Jordan and we get T-Mac scoring, you know, in that 6 to 12 points area, I think we're pretty healthy.
All right. With this Thursday night game, maybe a little bit off schedule, but you really haven't hit that routine yet. But that might give you an extra day to prepare for South Medford next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, we decided to practice early tomorrow morning. I kind of like some morning practices, so we're going to practice early tomorrow morning, give the boys Saturday, Sunday off, let them rest their bodies, and then hit it hard on Monday and get ready for South. That will be a big game for us. I think that will be one of the games that helped decide, our conference. And so this is a big game for us. And, you know, we need to be able to be ready for it. And, tomorrow's practice, I'm sure, will be good. And then Monday's practice will even be better. So,
all right. Well, that's what you look for the season, is continued improvement all the way along until you get to the state championship. Is that part of the goal?
We're just focused on our conference, Chuck. I mean, that the conference, I think I look back and I don't think Grants passes, and I could be mistaken, but I asked Coach Cowell, and I think he told me that the last conference championship Grants passes won was in 1962 outright. Now, we've had a couple of times where we've shared the conference championship, but we're just focused on our conference. You know, whatever happens in the playoffs happens in the playoffs.
That's bonus time.
You know, our boys are really focused in on trying to complete our goal of being able to compete for a conference championship, and that's what we're dialed in on. We'll worry about the playoffs later on down the road.
A big challenge then on Tuesday night with the South Panthers.
Huge. Hopefully our community can...
Your records are the same right now coming into tonight's game. And I know they had a big one against Sheldon tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a big one at Sheldon. I don't know who won that game, but that's a big game because Sheldon's been playing really, really well, Chuck. I haven't watched much film on Sheldon. I try to just focus on the game ahead. And, Sheldon's been playing very well. They've had some good wins. And so, I don't know. They lost their best player to North Eugene. Two of their football guys that started for them last year didn't come back because they focused on football. But their coach got them playing phenomenally well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the score tonight.
Yeah, tough conference, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Tough conference. Yes. Hey, we always thank you for your time. Yep. And certainly appreciate that. And good luck. We'll be here next Tuesday night here.
All right. Appreciate you.
Head Coach Joel Jesse right here, and we'll continue right after this 30-second Keith Mann timeout.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. Time to recap statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. We'll get through this as quickly as possible. Willamette's 31 points came on 13 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 50%. And compared to the Grants Pass team, who had 57 points, 22 field goals, 2 three-pointers, 9 of 16 from the free throw line, that's 56%. Scoring for Grants Pass, James Bushmeyer came on, picked up a 2-point field goal. We saw Antley, Hart, Rohrman, and McKittrick. Everybody played for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Jordan Rosetta, his second 8-point game in a row. He had 4 field goals, 8 points, and a single foul. Tyler McIntosh, 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. That's 9 points and no fouls. Zach Deshane, 2 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 8 points and no fouls. Jaden Jesse had 7 points on 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer, and a single foul. Gavin McLean, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 1 at the free throw line, 3 points and no fouls. Luke Morgan had 7 points on 3 field goals and 1 for 3 shooting from the free throw line. And Peyton Bruner, 5 field goals, 1 for 4 at the free throw line. He led all scores, he led Grant Spass scoring with 11 points. Leading scorer in the contest for the Willamette Wolverines was Braden Long with 5 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers. He had 12 points and a single foul. And more after this word from the indoor airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's see. Tonight's player of the game is going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and we'll talk about the player in a moment or two. But just to recap, it's not always scoring that goes into that. We'll name our player of the game after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Our player of the game tonight, not the leading scorer, but one of the rebounders. His toughness on defense, his hustle, his filling the lane, his driving, everything contributes, and it looks like he has the confidence of all of his players around him. Tyler McIntosh, our player of the game, once again with 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2 for 4 at the free throw line, finished with 9 points tonight. Tyler McIntosh, our player of the game. And we'll wrap things up right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Once again, we'll invite you to join us next Tuesday night when we'll be here in the Caveman host the South Medford Panthers. It'll be a battle for the conference, no doubt. Well, for, for Ryan Diotti, staff at Radio Control, executive producer is Carl Wilson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score tonight, the Caveman 57, the Wolverines 31. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.